Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air, the American people about to see two very disturbing police videos. First, Memphis bracing tonight. Police at any moment set to release graphic body camera video showing what authorities say is the brutal police beating of Tyre Nichols. The other story tonight, for the first time, the police video, the chilling attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi. In Memphis tonight, that police video expected to be released shortly, showing what authorities say is the police beating of Nichols. Tonight, what the family is saying, what authorities said today, pleading for peaceful protests. What they say the video will show, the beating, kicking, pepper spray, and a stun gun following a traffic stop near his home. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later. The officers fired and charged with second-degree murder. Tyre Nichols' mother and her message today addressing those fired officers directly. Stephanie Ramos in Memphis. Also tonight, the very unsettling police video of the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband. We will not show it all here. A judge in San Francisco releasing the video of the vicious attack, along with his call to 911, officers confronting the intruder, and he and Paul Pelosi struggling over a hammer. They tell the suspect drop the hammer, and what he then says, what he then does. Matt Rivers from California. The attack on this International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the deadly shooting rampage outside a synagogue in Jerusalem. At least seven people killed, James Longman reporting. The dramatic day in court in the trial of the once prominent attorney Alec Murdoch, charged with murdering his own wife and son. And what the jury was shown today, the police interview with Murdoch, what he said to them about discovering his own family. The major storm, and for many, a frigid weekend ahead, multiple states on alerts, and there is news coming in tonight of a massive pileup on I-90, dozens injured, sweeping from west to east, and Rob Marciano timing it out. Another accident involving Jay Leno, this time on his motorcycle. We'll have the latest on his condition tonight. And at the very end of the broadcast, so many of you responded at the time after our journey back with the children of Auschwitz, the survivors, what they want you to hear tonight.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on this Friday night. And it will be a difficult night ahead for the family of Tyre Nichols and the people of Memphis, with the country about to see what authorities say is the brutal police beating of Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop 20 days ago. Authorities who have seen the video have described it as inhumane, criminal, horrific, and appalling. Five officers fired and now charged with second-degree murder, among other charges. Tonight, Tyre Nichols' grieving parents are calling for peaceful protests. The five officers now facing charges were members of a special street crimes unit called Scorpion, some arriving that night in unmarked cars. And there are still troubling questions about why Tyre Nichols was pulled over in the first place. Police Chief C.J. Davis saying so far they have found no evidence to back the officers' claim that Nichols was driving recklessly. Nichols' parents tonight asking for prayers for their son and their family, and again calling for peace with this video soon coming out. ABC's Stephanie Ramos leading us off tonight from Memphis.
Tonight, the city of Memphis and communities across America on edge, bracing for the release of the police body cam footage in the Tyre Nichols case, expected to show the brutal beating of the 29-year-old unarmed father after a traffic stop just yards from his home. Nichols dying in the hospital 3 days later. Outrage brewing over the roles prosecutors say five Memphis police officers played in the death, all now fired. Those five officers all facing felony criminal charges, including second-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping and assault. Today, Tyre Nichols' family and their attorneys coming before cameras, speaking just hours before the footage is set to be released by police.
It doesn't matter if the officer is a black officer, a Hispanic officer, or a white officer. It is the culture that allows them to think they can do this to Tyre.
Attorney Ben Crump acknowledging the Memphis Police Department's swift action in firing the officers, calling it a blueprint for cases like these going forward.
When we look at how these five black officers who were caught on camera committing a crime, and when we look at how fast the police chief and the police department terminated them, and we look at how swiftly the district attorney brought charges against them in less than 20 days, then we want to proclaim that this is the blueprint going forward for any time, any officers, whether they be black or white, will be held accountable. No longer can you tell us we got to wait 6 months to a year, even though we got a video.
Family attorney Tony Romanucci describing what Tyre Nichols was allegedly facing that night. Some unmarked cars, which police have confirmed, and some plain-clothed officers.
This supposedly emanated from a traffic stop, which turned deadly. Some of them were unmarked squad cars. These were not all officers in uniform, only partially of them were.
The family's attorneys arguing there were other cases of police misconduct by that unit, but that some claims were ignored, suggesting this tragedy might have been prevented. On GMA today, the Memphis police chief questioning the accusation in this case of reckless driving that led to the initial stop.
I do believe that the stop itself was very questionable. We have been unable to verify the reckless driving allegation. There have been many searches of video footage, you know, along the corridors of the streets that this stop supposedly occurred, or that the witnessing of reckless driving occurred. And we haven't been able to substantiate in any type of video that there was a reckless driving type of action that prompted this stop.
Today, Tyre Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, emotional, addressing the five officers directly.
I want to say to the five police officers that murdered my son,
you also disgraced your own families when you did this. But you know what? I'm going to pray
for you and your families, because at the end of the day, this shouldn't have happened.
No, that's right.
This just shouldn't have happened.
Saying she has not yet had time to grieve the loss of her son herself.
No mother should go through what I'm going through right now. No mother. To lose their child to the violent way that I lost my child. I still haven't had time to grieve yet. I'm still dealing with the death of my son. This was not supposed to happen. My son was supposed to be with me today.
Tyre Nichols' mother saying she could not bring herself to watch the body camera footage. She's been told it shows her son screaming out for her.
For me to find out that my son was calling my name and I was only feet away and did not even hear him, you have no clue how I feel right now. No clue.
Tonight, the attorney for one of the fired officers, Desmond Mills, saying the video will likely be terrible, but that not all of the officers played an equal role here, defending his client.
You say that they weren't equal partners that night. What do you mean by that?
Everybody played their own role, and I suspect that you're going to see that some officers crossed the line, but it wasn't Desmond Mills Jr. who crossed the line.
Tyre Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells, saying the family is satisfied with the charges that include second-degree murder once those charges were explained to the family. Tonight, both parents are asking for prayers for their son and their family and for any protests to be peaceful.
We want peace. We do not want any type of uproar. We do not want any type of disturbance. We want peaceful protests. That's what the family wants. That's what the community wants.
That was their plea as we were on the air with live coverage earlier today. And Stephanie Ramos is with us from Memphis. She's outside the courthouse tonight. And Stephanie, I know that family, the community, the country now preparing for this police body camera footage. I know authorities are somehow hoping that by preparing the public for what they'll see, that it might help in this effort, this push for any protests to be peaceful. So what are you hearing from police tonight? When is the video expected to be released?
Exactly, David. Well, we're expected to receive it in the next hour. It really could come at any moment now. Ahead of its release, Tyre Nichols' family, including his mother, understandably emotional, wiping away tears, urging peace. if there are protests, they ask that they be peaceful, as that body camera footage is about to be seen by the world. David.
All right. Stephanie Ramos in Memphis tonight. Stephanie, thank you. In the meantime, we turn now to the other unsettling police video showing the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, at their San Francisco home. Body camera video from the responding officer showing the alleged attacker and Pelosi both struggling with a hammer. You can hear right there, they tell the intruder to drop the hammer. What he says next, what he does next. Also, surveillance video showing that intruder breaking into the home, what he did to get in. Later telling police he was looking for the former speaker, who was in Washington. Her husband, the victim instead. Former Speaker Pelosi responding to all of this tonight in ABC's Matt Rivers from California.
Tonight, newly released body camera video revealing the moment San Francisco police officers arrived at Paul and Nancy Pelosi's home just before the gruesome hammer attack. They're responding to Paul Pelosi's 911 call about an intruder.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
Hi. Drop the hammer.
Nope.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer.
Officers have just seen suspect David DePap and Paul Pelosi both gripping a hammer and DePap wrestling it away. We're freezing the video here because of what happens next. DePap then strikes Pelosi viciously in the head, fracturing the 82-year-old's skull. Officers rushing in, tackling the suspect. According to the state's motion to detain, the assault, quote, knocked Mr. Pelosi unconscious. Pelosi remaining, quote, unresponsive for about 3 minutes, waking up in a pool of his own blood. And tonight, we're also seeing the moment DePap broke into the Pelosi home back in October, about a half an hour before that assault. Surveillance video capturing DePap in the Pelosi's backyard with two backpacks and a sleeping bag, smashing through a window in a back door before finally entering the home. Authorities say it took 16 blows and an entire body slam to break through that glass. In newly released audio from an interview with San Francisco police once in custody, DePap saying this.
I mean, I'm not trying to get away with it, so, you know, I know exactly what I did.
And describing the moment he woke up Paul Pelosi standing above him at his bedside.
I kind of told him that I'm, like, looking for Nancy Pelosi, and, he's like, she's not here.
The then House Speaker not home at the time of the break-in, Paul Pelosi able to grab his phone in the bathroom and call 911. The audio from that call also now public.
This gentleman just came into the house and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
02
and so,
4 and
48. Anyway,
do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is.
And in that interview with police after the attack, DePap describing what he'd planned to do with Nancy.
I was going to basically hold her hostage and I was going to talk to her and basically tell her what I do.
Hold her hostage and do what?
And talk to her. If she told the truth, I'd let her go scot-free.
Right.
If she lied, I was going to break her down.
Authorities say DePap was on a suicide mission. He has pleaded not guilty to state and federal charges. In a statement, DePap's public defender writing, quote, it was a terrible mistake to release this evidence. Meanwhile, last week, Paul Pelosi was seen attending an event at the White House with his wife, Nancy. Tonight, the former House Speaker says she has not seen the video and has no plans to.
I have not heard the 911 call. I have not heard the confession. I have not seen the break-in, and I have absolutely no intention of seeing the deadly assault on my husband's life.
So let's bring in Matt Rivers live in California tonight. Matt, the former House Speaker, also revealing in the last 24 hours how her husband's doing, his recovery, that she says continues to this day.
Yeah, she's saying her husband taking it one day at a time, David, and that it will likely be 3 more months before he is fully recovered. David?
All right, Matt Rivers tonight. Thank you, Matt. Overseas tonight into a deadly rampage outside a synagogue in Jerusalem, and it comes on this International Holocaust Remembrance Day. At least 7 dead, 3 wounded by a Palestinian gunman before police shot him dead. Here's our foreign correspondent, James Longman, tonight.
Tonight, at least 7 people are dead and 3 are wounded in a shooting rampage outside a synagogue in Jerusalem. One of the wounded reported to be in a critical condition. Israeli officials say around 8:15 p.m. local time, a Palestinian man drove into East Jerusalem and opened fire before being gunned down by Israeli police. U.S. Ambassador Tom Nides called it a horrific act of violence on International Holocaust Remembrance Day. I'm shocked and disgusted at this heinous terrorist attack on innocent people, including children. It comes amid heightened tensions after 10 Palestinians were killed yesterday, 9 during Israeli raids into the West Bank.
Tonight's synagogue attack follows a series of other anti-Semitic attacks in the Holy City, and after Israel's new government announced a major new settlement plan in the West Bank.
This is the deadliest attack on Israelis in years, and it comes after the election of the most right-wing conservative government in the country's history. The potential for more violence is only growing. David?
An awful day in Jerusalem. James Longman, thank you. Back here in the U.S. tonight in the trial of the once prominent South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch, charged with murdering his own wife and son. Well, tonight here, what the jury was shown today, what Murdoch said about discovering his wife and son. Here's Eva Pilgrim.
Tonight, new video of Alec Murdoch being interviewed by investigators the night his wife and son were killed.
And I pulled up and I could see him, and, you know, I knew something was bad.
Murdoch now on trial for their June 2021 murders. Today, the state playing video from a camera inside an investigator's car with what he told them that night.
I touched them both.
Okay.
I tried to do it as limited as possible, mm-hmm. but I tried to take their pulse on both of them.
With one of those agents who interviewed Murdoch on the stand, prosecutors pointing out the gruesome, bloody crime scene, questioning his story.
How would you describe his hands?
They were clean. Clean.
How would you describe his arms?
They were clean.
Did he look like somebody who had just changed his clothes?
Yes.
The state also zeroing in on his alibi.
My mom's a late-stage Alzheimer's patient. My dad's in the hospital. I went to check on them.
Did you find that unusual?
I did.
Why?
Just the time of night.
Why?
With her being an Alzheimer's patient, they tend to be worse at night, so I seemed it was strange to go visit.
The defense arguing that Murdoch was just being a good son.
In that context, it's you don't criticize a son who goes to visit his mother who has early onset dementia on the very day that the father is admitted to the hospital.
And Murdoch's team arguing that his clean clothes show that he wasn't involved in the murders. They have been questioning for days now whether that crime scene was compromised. David.
All right, Eva Pilgrim on this from the start. Thank you, Eva. When we come back on this Friday night, the dangerous storm moving west to east tonight, and there are reports of a massive pileup on I-90 tonight. Many injuries in a moment.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Next tonight here, the new winter blast sweeping across the country this weekend. 12 states on alert right now for heavy snow and gusty winds. A massive pileup tonight involving roughly 50 vehicles on I-90 near Janesville, Wisconsin. 27 people hurt. Look at the map tonight. The system moving east. More than 6 inches of snow across much of the Midwest this weekend, with brutal cold for much of the country right behind it. But to the index tonight, Jay Leno revealing he was in another accident 2 months after being severely burned in his garage. He's now been in a motorcycle accident a couple weeks ago. He broke his collarbone, 2 ribs, and his kneecaps. He says he's okay and working this weekend. Finally tonight here on this Holocaust Remembrance Day, the children of Auschwitz, the survivors you met right here.
We will always remember our journey back.
Tova.
With the survivors, the children of Auschwitz. Irene Weiss was 13. She wore a scarf around her head, hoping to look older. She survived.
This is our mother, of course.
She showed me the photos of the family she lost. There was also the image when she was separated from her mother after getting off that train in Auschwitz.
Separation was like in 10 seconds, and I suddenly realized that something very terrible happened to our family.
Tonight, Irene tells us she is still volunteering at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum because we cannot forget.
Hopefully, children, students would understand that we're all the same human beings and the same kind of feelings. We can live in peace by recognizing each other's humanity.
Michael Bornstein was just 4, one of the youngest to survive, right there in the middle, telling me about the moment he reunited with his mother months later.
She never thought she would find me again.
Her son was alive.
Yes.
Tonight, Michael tells us he remains dedicated to sharing this story with the younger generation.
We need to be kind. We need to stand up and hopefully minimize some of the hatred.
Claire Hyman was 18.
I had a lot of willpower. I said, we have to survive to tell the world what's going on.
Now 98, a mother of 3, grandmother of 6, a great-grandmother too. Claire sending us this message tonight.
People should love each other and take care of themselves.
And of course, we remember Lois Flamholz. At 95, so proud of the family she built after surviving. 3 children, 5 grandchildren, more than a dozen great-grandchildren. And we will always remember something she told us.
Hitler destroyed my whole family. He tried to kill me also. He is dead, and I built a beautiful family that I'm very proud of. That's it. That's my life.
Their words, their stories, more important than ever. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.